Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our first live edition of Animal World in the new year, 2017. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Hey, you can also find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And check out all the incredible animal stuff that I post throughout the weeks. And boy, I it's hard to believe that it has been a couple weeks since I've actually been in the studio. So I've been doing a lot of posting during, you know, over the holiday and starting the new year. There's some really great stuff up there, and I always try to tell you about my favorite posts of recent, and there have been so many in the last couple weeks. It's hard to pick a winner, but there's one that just touched my heart. I love it. I posted it on January 5th, so you have to scroll down just a little, but it's Wally the Angora Rabbit, and I've never seen a cuter rabbit in this ever. It is the cutest little rabbit video, and just absolutely adorable if you see it. There's also a nice post I put up last night that the 10 best dog stories of 2017 picked by the Good News Network. So there's some really good ones in there. And anyway, there's a ton of really good stuff on Facebook. I also posted a couple of Ananda announcements for yoga classes coming up starting. There's a beginning, a three-series beginning yoga starting this month, and also a meditation, a beginning meditation class. So I posted both of those up on Martha Norwalk's Animal World as well. So check all that stuff out. And then, let's see. Oh, gosh, it is. I looked over my shoulder and out the window, and it's a pretty gloomy Sunday morning. It's kind of dark out there, and it actually wasn't raining or snowing or ice raining or anything when I drove in this morning. And for the first time in a very, very long time, it was actually above freezing at my place. It was like 33 instead of way down low. And I'm still covered with snow and ice. But we are beginning to warm up, as I understand. So we'll find out. And as always, keeping us on the air while we're here and when we're not here, that would be Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, missed you. It's been a while.
It's been since last year.
It has. And I trust that you have been doing the usual thing here for the last couple of weeks. It just seems kind of strange. I really missed you and being in the studio the last couple of weeks.
Just another day.
Yeah, just another day. Well, now I notice the first thing that I noticed, though, is that because this is 2017 now, we're into January, but you still have the beard. So
correct.
you gotta update us, because you kind of had indicated that maybe it was going away.
The
bet should be over.
I won.
Yeah. Oh, you won. Of course, you won.
And now it's just a matter of eliminating the evidence.
Yeah,
I didn't do it. It'll happen sometime next week. My granddaughter, who wants to participate in the festivities, was out of town last week, so down in Disneyland, and she is now back in town. In fact, we talked about it last night for a little bit, and probably next couple days it's all going to go away.
All right.
And it's time.
Well, that makes sense, because you had said that you were eager to shave.
Because I can't wait.
Because you got...
It's all over the place.
I mean,
it's
like
a mess.
10 inches or more down.
It's a lot to deal with.
And you said you've expressed that sometimes it's not all that comfortable or pleasant.
The last 4 months, since it's gotten so long and full and all that sort of stuff has been a real drag on the system. It's always in the way. It's I don't want to get into it. It's just uncomfortable, and it's going to go away. And the moral of the story is I won the bet. And that's all that really matters. And it wasn't so much the wagers themselves. It became the principle of the matter. So
I was just going to point that out.
Last Sunday, what I did was I went downstairs and stole somebody's newspaper, brought it up here, and took a picture of it and me and sent it out to the recipients of the wagers. So
To prove that you, in fact, well, I was going to point that out, that this certainly is proof to how strong-willed you are, because you had expressed how uncomfortable it has been the last few months, but there was no way you were not going to win this bet.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I would never have questioned that.
The wagers were interesting, but it boiled down to the principle of the matter. So
What happened? Was it about a year ago or something? Somebody said you can't go the rest of the year without shaving or something like that? And there the bet was born.
Well,
and they had no idea who they were messing with.
Wagers evolved from the bet. So there were several. It was a combination of cash, merchandise, services to be rendered.
I see. So did you make a lot? Are you retiring on what you meant?
No. Like I said, it was the principle of the matter. Yes, I will collect
but
on everything.
But you scored. Okay.
And it will be, some of it's very beneficial. Some of it will be very beneficial.
Well, I now know that there's probably only not much in this world that was probably more important than you winning that bet, but your granddaughter is extremely important on your list. So it makes sense to me now. That's why I was surprised that you had not shaved yet.
She is going to be the photographer, on-site photographer. So she's going to take pictures.
Excellent. Well, I think that's wonderful that you waited for her to come back and that she gets to participate. That's super.
Yeah.
You are a great granddad.
Well, I try.
Okay, so what's the deal? There's been rumors that there might be a little more snow coming our way, but are we getting any more snow? Is it raining? What's up with the weather?
Well, we are in this pattern of cold, dry air coming down and settling, and only to have it be replaced by warmer air that's coming up from the south, and there will always be the possibility for a transitional snow from one event to another. So this is very typical of a La Nina year, and we should expect this, or at least these kinds of events, between now and probably the end of March. It's just the way
delightful.
It is. It'll be wet, and then it'll get cold. It might snow, and then it'll get wet, and then it'll get cold, and it might snow.
So more of the same. Well, at least we actually are having an actual winter this year, because we really didn't. Last year.
Well, who is really having a winter is Northern California. They're getting lots and lots of water, which, of course, they need.
And I heard there could be some really serious flooding.
Yeah, it's just if it's too much, there's just no place for it to go. I read something that said that Northern California is out of the woods when it comes to the drought, which just seems incredibly hard to believe, because if you look at some of their reservoirs or Shasta Lake, I mean, they were just bone dry. I mean, it's going to take a lot of moisture and runoff to fill those lakes and reservoirs back up. Although they've been measuring snowfall in the feet, both in the High Sierras and over in Tahoe and the Reno area. So we'll see. The Central Valley, however, is not out of it. So it's still drought conditions. But in terms of our drought, our drought is over. We've had sufficient snow and rain that at least for right now, we should be in good shape for the coming year.
We certainly should. And at least I, for the first time in, well, I don't know how long because I don't remember when the last one was, but I can say that technically I actually had a white Christmas this year. Now, it didn't actually snow on Christmas Day, but it had snowed, you know, the day before and the day before. And so I had, you know, 3 inches and was, you know, I had snow still on the ground for Christmas Day. So I could say technically I had a white Christmas. So it was kind of cool. And then the last snow that we had, whenever that was, it seems like a long time ago, but I'm still covered with snow. I'm out in the Monroe Salton area and I still have a good 3 inches of snow. Our roofs are still covered. Grass is still covered. The roads have been clear for some time. My driveway is covered with ice. Fortunately, it's flat. But it's amazing how long it's been holding on, because it really has not gone up above freezing for some time. This morning is the first morning that it wasn't actually frozen. So, all righty. Let's, we'll start with the finishing out the round table here in the studio, because it's Talk With Your Animal Sunday, and that means it's the first time in 2017 that we are joined by gifted animal communicator, intuitive Reiki master, and medium. That would be Darcy Pariso is here. Good morning, Darcy. Oh,
good morning. I'm happy to be here on this new year.
Well, you're our first official guest of the new year.
Yes.
Technically we were on the air last Sunday, January 1st, but I did something that I've never done in 22 some years, and that's take 2 weeks off in a row. And so we reran a Morley Venkatro, our Ananda Yogi guy show, and it took the week off. But I'll tell you what, it's been really strange for me, because I've been doing this for so many years. And I did this for 18 years straight, never missed a show. And I've been taking a week off since then, once a month. But two in a row, never done that before. So,
well, it's a year of new beginnings.
It is.
And a new Martha, 2 weeks
and
off.
Yeah. And back in the saddle again. Glad to be here. And I did really miss it. So that was good to find out.
It feels like a long time, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, it's been
it
2 months for me.
Well, it's been 2 months for you.
Yes.
But only 2 weeks for me, but it seems like forever.
Uh-huh.
And then in the Moodlit studio on the other side of the glass would be Animal World's associate producer and lead call screener. That would be Kathy Southwick is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And happy new year to you.
And same to you.
And did you have a nice holiday new year season?
Yes, it was very nice, very peaceful, very quiet.
All right.
Non-eventful.
Did you feel a little strange 2 Sundays in a row?
It just seems like it's been a month or so.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Goes by fast.
Yeah. But glad to have you. And did you get snow during this time? And
oh, yes. And we still have it.
Do you still have some, too?
Right. Yep.
Interesting. I did a private counseling session yesterday out in Gold Bar. And so that's east of me. And it was a situation that I had to do the session as soon as possible, because we had fighting dogs in the household and a pretty upset family, because it was something recent. And so I had to get out there. And I have to say that it was a little dicey drive, because, I mean, Highway 2 is fine. But once off of Highway 2, I had to go a couple miles on a road that pretty much covered with ice. And then when I made the last turn onto the private road, it was definitely covered with ice. So I had several miles, you know, a couple, 3 miles of driving on solid ice. And the good news is that it was relatively flat. So I was able to make the drive fine, because, you know, me and my little Mini Cooper, not necessarily designed for ice and snow driving out in the mountains, but fortunately it was flat and I made it in and out okay, which was great. And yesterday it had started to warm up, so by the time I left the session, it was in fact above freezing. Now, of course, that doesn't melt several inches of ice on the road right away, but so we've had winter this year so far, and lingering winter with this cold weather. I also had the winds came up yesterday, so I don't know if we're expecting more big winds. Mike's nodding his head. But I remember early on, late fall, I had a rash of power outages with wind. So that must have been in the October-November time frame. And I thought, well, maybe I'm getting the power outages out of the way for the rest of the winter. And that's been the case so far until yesterday. But the winds were so big yesterday that I had a power outage in the morning for a while. But power's on and strong. The wind was still blowing when I left the area, but everything was fine. So that kind of catches everybody up. So let's see. What are we doing today? Well, it is Talk With Your Animals Sunday. Darcy's in the house. We will have... Once we get to phone lines, we'll have open phone lines throughout the show, but I would imagine we won't get to the phones until at least the bottom of the hour, and maybe not until after the first ad break because we've got some things to discuss. Well, we have to officially start the show, and we actually have some recalls here and semi-recalls to start the new year, and I have a little something special for you all to start the new year as well. But let's see, other than that, we're pretty much doing our normal thing here, which is open phone lines for your phone calls. Darcy can help you connect with your animal or human loved ones on this side or the other. And it's always so much fun to hear and tune in together. And of course, Darcy and I sometimes get the same stuff on the calls and so forth. So that's always fun. So we'll look forward to get starting with that. I do have new items on current events this week, and we'll be doing that. I've got it on the schedule for about 10 to 11 normal time, but you know, if we're busy on the phones, phone calls always take priority, as you know, so we'll push it to the third hour if we need to. But at some point, we'll do current events. And we'll also start off officially 2017 with a missing link giveaway sometime during the show. So I will give you some phone numbers here in just a moment so you can jot those down for a couple of reasons if you want to call in to connect with Darcy. You're welcome to call in anytime. Once you're on hold with us here, you will hear the radio show in your phone, so you can keep up. But I, like I said, I don't think we'll get to the phones for a while yet. So the missing link giveaway, I will let you know the missing link word or phrase of the day sometime during the show. The only rules are you have to be 18 or older to win. You must not have won a contest here on Animal World or any other show on this station in the last 30 days. Then you're eligible. And the Missing Link supplement comes in a formula for just about everything in an animal suit. And we give away all varieties, full-size bags, for all the varieties except for the horse variety. So there's three varieties for dogs, a cat version, a vegetarian version, the wellness blend, a bird formula, and a poultry formula that we give away on the air. So we'll let you know about that. And like I said, I have a little... Do I have any follow-up? Not a lot of follow-up, but I have a couple of recalls, and then we've, as promised, we are going to do some tuning in with some whales this week, because there's big news in the whale department. And actually, some good news to counter the sad news that we need to share. So we will, in fact, get to that. So how about, let's see, let's start off the new year perhaps on time. Well, shock Mike, what do you think? Let's do that. We're going to postpone the official beginning of the show, and we will take care of our advertisers and sponsors, because of course they are the most important part of Animal World. Without them, there is no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are, because we will come back with our official beginning to the show today, and I have a special gift for you, so we'll do that next. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. It's Talk With Your Animal Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150, raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. It is technically our first live show of the new year, and we're celebrating with a little Auld Lang Syne with the Jingle Cats to start each hour, and then we'll officially put them back in their kennels and crates and carriers until next year with the holiday music. But we haven't officially started the show. It's a Talk With Your Animals Sunday. Gifted animal communicator, intuitive medium, and Reiki master Darcy Pariso's in the studio with me. And we need to officially start the show, which I do every week, by honoring and invoking the presence of the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years, and coincidentally would happen to be the Darcy's guide in her work with the animals as well, and that of course would be Saint Francis. That is why when I tell you that sometimes when we were on a call that we get the similar information simultaneously, because both of us are bringing information through St. Francis. So it's kind of fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's interesting how sometimes, because the information comes through and then your brain interprets it. So sometimes we interpret things a little differently. So it's interesting. So it'll be fun when we get started with that. Now, at any rate, we start the show with a couple of prayers to St. Francis, a short one for our animal friends, and a longer one for us human animals. And after all, it's Sunday, so why not? And then I have something special. Well, we're going to do the Ananda Peace and Harmony prayer as well, and then I've got something special. Alrighty, so let's get started here. I have the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends to start. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Alrighty then, that makes us official. Now it's time for the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. And if you haven't heard about this, we've been doing it now on the show for quite some time. This was begun by the spiritual directors of Ananda Worldwide and started, gosh, I don't know, it could be more, well over a year or more now. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people all over the world doing this peace initiative, prayer affirmation ritual up to 5 times a day. And of course, you know, I'm always saying thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So everyone focusing on this so frequently around the world has got to be making a difference and helping. So there's 2 affirmations. You do the first one, and if you want to participate in this peace initiative at home, outside of Animal World here, then the first prayer affirmation you do for about 1 minute, and that's 10 or 12 times. I do it 12 times at home. And then the second affirmation you do 3 times. And the first one is for the world. The second one is for yourself, or you say me. And it's, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, or fill me. So we do here on the air the condensed radio version, and so we do each affirmation 3 times. I say them out loud, and you with me or out there in radio land, you are welcome to say them out loud with me. If you like, you can say them silently in your head if that works better, or you can not participate at all. It's completely up to you. But here we go with the first initiative. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty. Now we are official, and now I have something really special for you. I received this New Year's Eve, and this is a regular newsletter that comes out from our local co-directors of Ananda Washington, and that would be our Nyaswamis, Reman and Padma McGilloway. And they send out a regular email letter, and it's called A Rain of Blessings from Ananda. So I'm showing Darcy. So that's the email that comes out. Yeah. A pretty picture.
It is very beautiful.
Yeah, a Rain of Blessings. And this came December 31st. And as I was reading it, I immediately, as I'm reading it to me, I'm coming in. I've got coming into my brain saying, You need to start the new year on Animal World with this. There may be others listening that will really resonate with this message and may want to be a part of this community. And so just because it's lovely and I love the message so much and it's so pertinent to what's going on in the world right now, and because I'm feeling guided to share it with you all, and because it's the first of a brand new year, it is a time when often we're seeking and looking for answers. And so, you know, if you're looking for spiritual answers, here's a source, and it's my source, and I want to share it with you. So again, this is the New Year's message from Ananda Washington via our Nyaswamis, Reman, and Padma. So I'm just going to read it to you. It says, Dear Ananda members, friends, and students, we live in times of rapid change, uncertainty, and insecurity. It is no coincidence that the practices of meditation and yoga continue to be taken up by people in every nation in the world because it is natural for the human spirit to seek security and stability. But these cannot be found in the world around us, for the outer world is always changing. What we need is courage, clarity, and strength, and these are qualities of spirit. And this is the real point. As Jesus said long ago, quote, the kingdom of heaven is within you, not low here, low there, unquote. The world has never really been all that stable. You know that if you are a student of history. The, quote, barbarians are always at the door, so to speak. It's just that now our awareness is global, and the impacts of troubles in one part of the world are at the door of our TV or computer screen, at the mall or the airport, and in our hearts and minds. It is not, however, a time to close a door or build a wall. It is time to expand our hearts and minds. It is time to face the challenges that confront us, whether in our personal lives, neighborhood, city, state, country, or world, according to the challenges themselves and the dharma of our lives. We Americans are actually skilled, more so than most cultures, at cooperation and compromise. These qualities have been weakened by fear or unwillingness to change and by attachment to unsustainable habits of consumption. To face the challenges before us, we need courage, community, and kindness. At Ananda, both locally and worldwide, our core commitment is in building community, not just in the fact of our having intentional residential spiritual communities, 9 throughout the world, 1 in Linwood, but in developing skills of cooperation, compromise, and acceptance. We strive for this locally at East West Bookshop, Living Wisdom School, Ananda Farms, Living Wisely Thrift and Gift, and in the Sangha itself, and of course, in the ashram apartment community in Linwood. Yoga, Hatha Yoga, Kriya, and Raja Yoga, reminds us that we are a part of a greater reality whose essence is bliss, the very nature of God. When we draw sustenance and strength from contacting the bliss in our own self, we can then share this strength with others of like mind and in all that we do. We'd like to share with you this prayer for 2017. It is adapted from one of the prayer demands in Yogananda's beloved book, Whispers from Eternity. So here is the prayer. Bless us, O Spirit, that we may live in the United States of the world, with Thee as our President, perennially elected by the free choice of all the good citizens of our hearts, ruling ourselves through our own self-determining discernment, teaching us to enrich our souls and our understanding by broadening the circle of our patriotic love, including in it all Earth's inhabitants, irrespective of race, class, or creed, all mammals, birds, and beasts, frail flowers, mute grasses, and trees. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And then the letter concludes with, may the new year of 2017 bring you ever deeper soul attunement, divine friendship, and strength. Nayaswamis, Riman, and Padma. And thank you for that. Woo!
That was beautiful, Martha.
Isn't that lovely?
It was.
Yeah, I just, what can you say? It just sums everything up so beautifully. Mm-hmm. And I love that because that's one of Ananda's things. One of Yogananda's things, being living in the United States of the world. Isn't that a great
yes.
concept? Yeah, that was Yogananda's idea. I'd say, yeah, I agree with that. United States of the world. All right. Okay, we are now official, and let's see. We've got a little follow-up I can tell you about Animal TV. Everybody's on hiatus at the moment. The Project Grizzly, the great new series that was on Animal Planet before the end of the year, that concluded before Christmas. And gosh, I don't want to spoil it for you if you didn't see it all and you plan to go back and watch the whole thing, but I since I've been keeping you updated on all of it, I don't think the series is going to go away. I believe it will be back for another season, at least I hope so, because I believe it was very popular. I mean, I loved it and learned so much about grizzly bears and watching this process of this guy who has raised these rescued bear cubs from babies, and they're now 4 years old, and he's trying to rewild them, for this has never been done. And the hope was to release them back to the wild in Alaska or Canada at the end of this season. And he got very close. But one of the bears had an injury to a rear foot when it was young. I mean, that might have been have something to do with why they were rescued and all of that. I think there was an injury involved to this bear. And it is inhibiting his ability to physically adapt to the wild stuff. And the veterinarian didn't feel that he could keep up at this stage yet and needed more time to develop more ability in that rear foot. And so Jeff, the caretaker of these bears who's rewilding them, had to make a decision, and he decided that he did not want to split the bears up and let, you know, Bob and Screech, and he didn't want to just let Screech go and hold on to Bob. Bob's the one that has the injured foot. And so the 10-acre compound in the middle of this great forest where the bears are currently being housed, the owner of that property has told him that they could stay as long as wanted. So the end of the season was him making the decision to not release them yet, to give them more time in hopes that Bob will be able, you know, to his leg will strengthen up and work well enough that he will feel comfortable, that he'll be able to survive and keep up in the wild. So I'm hoping for another season of more rewilding lessons and then really going through the process of releasing these guys. Because it sounded like that they got all the permits that they needed and permission. They could release either in Alaska or Canada. And so they had several options, and it'll be fun to see. But other than that, they're everything's repeats now on the animal channels. But the new ones, there's the new series of The Incredible Dr. Pole on the Nat Geo channel will be starting this month, and so it's the animal TV's coming back with new stuff, and I'll of course keep you posted on that. And let's see, I told you about my favorite stuff on Facebook, so let's, before we get to all the whale stuff we've got to cover, I suppose we better take care of the recalls. I love this. There was a time with last year that we were having recalls. We were hearing this every single week. We haven't had some for a while, so that's a good thing. Now, this recall information comes to me from The Truth About Pet Foods, and you can find that website. You can sign up for the email list, truthaboutpetfoods.com. It's Susan Thixton, who is the creator of that website and the one that does all this overseeing of the pet food industry and publishes and so forth. And I have to tell you, there has been some just shocking stuff going on in that she has had to go public with the fact that she hasn't been able to say which company it is, but there's apparently a big corporate conglomerate pet food company that is going after Susan because of her work, you know, to clean up the pet food industry and get the truth out there. And she is being seriously threatened. And, I mean, we're talking life threats. And it sounds, gosh, really creepy. Anyway, so truthaboutpetfoods.com if you want to keep up on what's going on. So this came out as a possible recall, a possible Avengers pet food recall. And so she brought the information out just this week. And then, let's see. What did she say? A Washington woman says her four pugs became gravely ill after eating Avengers, quote, hunk of beef, and another dog died. Now, the product in question is, and I say this because Avengers is a popular food in this area. When you find out that this area is credible, it is manufactured June 2016, and I do have the lot number. So if you have Avengers hunk of beef and you want to check it out, you could give us a call here, and I'll give this press release to Kathy, and she can give you the lot number. But then it says, this is updated as of January 4th, Avengers provided the following comment on Facebook to truthaboutpetfood.com. Quote, "We have not issued a recall. Our protocol is to use the lot code to track where all the food was distributed, which all went to the Pacific Northwest. We have let our distributor know to quarantine any product with that lot code. We are obtaining records of what stores received the food and giving them the option of replacing it with a different batch. And of course, any consumer with that lot code, we will replace it if they wish." So I'm talking about this now today because, as you just heard, all of this product came to the Pacific Northwest. So if you have any Avengers hunk of beef, and I'm assuming it's a canned food, the hunk of beef, if you have any on your shelf, you might want to give a call to Kathy, and we'll give you the lot number, because I would definitely take it back to the store you got it and trade it in. So local numbers, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And Kathy can give you the lot number. All right, now, other recalls. Nine Lives, Everpet, and special kitty canned cat food recall. The J.M. Smucker Company today announced, which this was January 3rd, a limited voluntary recall on certain lots of Nine Lives, Everpet, and special kitty canned food due to low levels of thiamine, which is vitamin B1. And cats fed diets low in thiamine for several weeks may be at risk for developing a thiamine deficiency. So this is not killing animals, it's just a deficient thing. So we have all the particular brands and the lot numbers. Consumers who have cans of this stuff can take it back to where they purchased it, or you can call 1-800-828-9980 to get customer relations at the Smucker Company. So just Nine Lives, Everpet, special kitty canned food. And if you want to get the details yourself, go to truthaboutpetfood.com, and then you'll find it in their recall section. Okay, so that's the recall stuff out of the way. Woohoo! And, well, lo and behold, didn't stay on time. All right, we need to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. We're going to do that right now, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to some whales and telling you what's going on in the whale department, and got some sad newses, it's plural now, and a little bit of good news today related to whales, so we'll have a balance in that. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook. Vicki Draper is a highly regarded modern-day animal healer.
a natural-born animal communicator and author who supports family animals with health, harmony, and ease, addressing wellness during every stage of your animal's life. With her skill set, she serves people locally, remotely, nationally, and internationally. Is your dog barking? Cat going outside of the litter box? Animals fighting? You're frustrated, at your wit's end, and if you desire relief and need to gain harmony and calm in your household, you're invited to get in touch with Vicki online. Log on to healingyouranimal.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down our first live show, first hour of our first live show of 2017 already, but we're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, it's Talk With Your Animals Sunday. Darcy Pariso's in the house, and we will have open phone lines throughout the rest of the show, probably starting with the next hour, because we've still got some business to take care of. But I did want to tell you this hour we heard from a lot of our great advertisers. Remember the NuPro supplements, N-U-P-R-O supplements. They're phenomenal supplements, and they've got one of the only, they're NuPro nuggets for cats. They're really palatable. All five of my cats love them. That's unusual to find something that all five of my cats really like. So it's a really nice little pelleted type supplement that cats really like. And the NuPro supplement for dogs, the powder is incredibly palatable, and I'm using it these days for dogs that just left samples yesterday at the session I did, for dogs that their owners are trying to feed them only dry food, and so they don't like the food all that well and they don't eat it that well, so they end up grazing and free choicing and leaving the food out all day, and it gets stale and all that sorts of things. And because of the way dogs' digestive systems are set up, it is better for them to get excited about their food, get the saliva going, and eat it all at once. So I'm using NuPro as a way to accomplish that, because the powder, you put it on the food, a little cool water, mix it in, it makes a little gravy, it covers the food, it's so palatable that they scarf it up immediately. So it will get them eating their meals consistently and quickly as they're supposed to, and provide all the great supplements that they need. So NuproSupplements.com, you can find it available at most pet stores. Also, look for my favorite odor neutralizer, Anti-Icky Poo. It is the best. I could go on and on for a long time telling you all the tests I've done with this stuff and how great it works. You can find it at a lot of veterinary hospitals and a lot of pet stores. And if you go to Martha Norwalk, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, MarthaNorwalk.com, our website, a link will come up for Anti-Icky Poo, and you can click on their website and find a product finder if you need to. Also, check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Vashon Island. Great classes, both distance-wise through computer and on-site, and they've got campuses around the world, NWSAM.com. And then, of course, there's our wonderful Vicki Draper, the Healing Your Animal expert, and she's got a teleconference coming up on Tuesday, and it's free. So go to her website. You can check it out, healingyouranimal.com. And let me make sure that I've got that right. Yep, healingyouranimal.com is the website. You should be able to find the information about the free teleconference on, I think it's Tuesday. Or you can give Vicki a call at 425-785-4232, 425-785-4232. And then, of course, remember our great harmonic energy shifting folks, Jude and Paul Ponton at Whispering Dragon. I think they worked on both of us this week, Darcy, didn't they?
They were so helpful for me.
Yeah.
In a couple of hours, I felt so much better.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Mm-hmm. So we see them regularly, and they work remotely or in the office. Now, I went into the office to see them this week. I think you had a remote session,
didn't you? I did a remote session.
And you said that worked really well for you.
It's just as powerful as being there in person.
Yeah, sometimes I think it's even more powerful sometimes.
Yeah. I highly recommend Jude and Paul Ponton and Whispering Dragon. I tell everybody about them.
Whispering-Dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give them a call at 206-706-2836. Okay, business taken care of. Let's get on to the whale stuff. Now, we've got a couple of some sad newses. And some a little bit of good news today. So I guess we'll start with the big lead, of course, would be that it seems that our beloved granny orca, who has been the matriarch of the J-pod of our orcas here in the Pacific Northwest, and who lived to be well over 100 years old, the assumption now is that she has passed. She has been missing. They haven't seen her since October, and she's always right there with J-Pod and is leading the group, but haven't seen her. And it's not that it was unexpected. I mean, because, you know, the estimates of her age were either in her late 90s or up to 109 years old. So she's been about a very, very long time. I told Darcy ahead of time that we would be talking about Granny. I feel particularly connected to Granny because I've been following her progress and learning from her for many, many years. And those of you the regular listeners will remember, of course, the wonderful animal communicator Mary Getton, who used to be local here in the Northwest and worked directly with our local orcas, and her book, Communicating with Orcas, was based on the communication she had with Granny. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful book, and Granny imparts all kinds of wonderful wisdom. So I of course, was really saddened to hear the news that she had passed, but also knowing that this was just one of many lifetimes for her. Granny did share it with Mary in the Communicating with Animal with Orcas book that she loved being a whale so much she'd lived 300 lifetimes as a whale. So I asked Darcy if she would tune in. Have you been able to tune in to Granny?
I have. She's here now. I don't know. I'm getting some things. I'm just allowing her energy to come in. Yeah, she's definitely here.
And can you confirm that she has in fact left that physical body?
When I asked her if she's here, she says she's in spirit, that she's always protecting the earth, and she keeps showing me an image of being like in the like being her energy seems to be, and she's telling me now it looks like a portal, and it feels it's in a sacred area, and I feel a Native American tie. And she tells me that she loves the earth and all the inhabitants, and she's felt, you know, everything that has come to her, all the love, everything that we've sent her. She says that just as she touched the earth, we touched her. And she also was telling me that that she did a lot of healing on herself as well as sending that to the earth, and it feels that she's holding energies, helping not just her pod but everyone to carry on. She's talking about like carrying on. And she as I was sitting here, she started talking to me about vibrations and the higher energies that are here and how we can help and how we are helping, and it's making a profound difference in her words, profound difference, is by each of us tapping into that love and that energy of healing. And she brings up your comments about thought directing energy, and that she is like saying that she's kind of coining the song, like love is the answer. And she's saying that, you know, as we work with our own vibration and work with ourselves and send that love and that energy out, like we do to so many animals in so many parts of the world, and to nature, to the trees, to all parts of life, that we are doing making a profound difference.
And of course, that prayer that we said from Riemann and Padma, of course, from Yogananda, was a prayer for all life.
Yes.
And so that goes right along with that. I know once, as soon as I heard that Granny had likely passed, I tuned in immediately, and I told Darcy that I wasn't going to tell her what I got, that we would do it independently. But I immediately got confirmation that she was, in fact, in spirit now. And, of course, me, you know, inquiring minds want to know. Uh-huh. The first thing I wanted to ask her, and I did, was, so, hey, Granny, you said 300 lifetimes as a whale. She loved it. Do you love it that much? Are you coming back again as a whale, or are you on to other things? And I immediately heard, 301 is it. So I'm taking that as a confirmation that she's coming back in another whale suit.
I did get that.
Did you get that?
I did. Because
you and I haven't said anything to each other yet. So I'm looking to you to say, no, Martha, you're all full of it. And she didn't say that, or she did. So are you confirming?
I have written down right here, are you coming back? And she said about holding the energies for those carrying on, and that she's coming back. But what I also felt is that she is traveling to other parts of the world.
So she may come back as a whale in another part of
I don't feel that she's coming back to the
somewhere.
Pacific Northwest. It feels like she
I'm getting a strong surge of energy.
Yeah,
okay.
She has work to do. It's a different type of work. It's a different energy. And it feels now, as I'm seeing this, that it's the kind of consciousness or energy that she best can work with or vibrate. But
right.
She's showing me like turning a switch.
Well, I'm hoping, would she mind staying in touch with us in her process and let us know when
yes.
she reincarnates and where she is, and she could be our whale reporter for Animal World.
And I'm getting that exactly.
Yay!
She'd like that.
Right.
She very much would like that. And I feel that this is going to be ongoing. Well, she says, yes, every couple of months, but she's going to be giving new messages and myself as well as many others.
Super. Super. All right. God bless you, Granny. Thank you for all you've done for us and the Earth, Mother Earth. And all of that in our awakening. So we are going to wind up hour number one here already and fire up hour number two. We get to enjoy the Jingle Cats and their version of Auld Lang Syne one more time. Well, two more times today, and before they get retired for another year. And then as we continue, we've got another sad news. Well, more news about whales. Some sad, but kind of sad, good, sad, and then good, good. And we'll get to that next and open the phone line. So if you'd like to get in line, you certainly can. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.